Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast series. I'm your host, Teresa Link, and in this series, we'll hear from people on their Virta journey, the wins, failures, moments of adversity, and moments of joy they're experiencing along the way. So sit back, relax, and listen as we unwrap the truly human experience of Virta. Welcome back to Your Life Reset. As always, it's a pleasure to bring you inspiring stories, expert knowledge, and practical how-tos for living a metabolically healthy life. Today's guest is one of our own Virta members. He's been a member since January 2023, so nearly 2 years. During this time, he's lost nearly 150 pounds. That's 40% of his starting body weight, basically an entire person. And he's here today to tell us all about his personal journey. So welcome, Frank. Happy to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. Excited.
I'm excited. I just want to start with a little icebreaker just to kind of warm us up today, you know, get the blood moving. So tell me, Frank, if you could have a lifetime supply of any item, what would it be?
I'd have to say blue cheese. I think it's something I've grown quite fond of, you know, because I've, especially on Virta, I've thrown it in salads, kind of had used it in, you know, had salad dressings and things like that. So, and I've used it as, you know, just to munch on as a snack. So
I would love to have a
supply of that around. Yeah.
I don't know that everyone would say blue cheese, right? It's definitely a distinct flavor, but it is really versatile, as you've said. You can top it on basically any salad. You can add it to basically anything. I wasn't expecting blue cheese. And the reason I wasn't expecting blue cheese is because my answer is also cheese, lifetime supply of cheese. We're both cheese lovers. We cannot live without it. We love food. We love food here at Virta and delicious, delicious food. So cheese for the win.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for kind of indulging me in that little icebreaker today. And now we can kind of get down to the real reason that you're here, which is to tell your story. So Frank, you've obviously had enormous success on Virta, as we mentioned before, almost 150 pounds lost. So tell us about your health before you joined.
So before I joined, way before I joined, I had always been heavy, you know, in the 200, 250 range. And then I lost a bunch of weight with Atkins, and then I gained it back. And then I got up to 300 pounds because, unfortunately, every time you lose weight and gain it, you typically gain a little bit more, your body trying to defend against weight loss. And so I went into Saxenda, and then I, tried various different things. I tried a modified fast, and some of those things work for some people. They just didn't work for me. I'm, you know, as we talked about with the cheese, I like food. And so shakes was not my thing. And so those, I mean, I lost 30, 40 pounds at a time, but I never really achieved success. But I had a way of convincing myself that it was okay, because I was a bigger guy and my numbers always came back great on my physicals. Ironically, nobody ever ran my A1C, which I'll get to in a minute, but it was always just instantaneous glucose, which was always under 100. So I was doing, you know, to me, I was doing great. Yeah. You know, and I would lose mobility and I lost the ability to do things. But, you know, to me, that was just getting older, and there was always a reason. And then, of course, like everybody else, COVID hit and I was no longer going to the office and my life got limited to my apartment, and my weight ballooned up to 325, 350, 375. It got to the point where I would lay down at night flat on my back and have trouble breathing, just because it was just difficult to breathe, and it was difficult to move at that point. I was needing assistance with it. I'm in a wheelchair to begin with because of cerebral palsy. But even at that point, I was very independent. So I was used to being very independent. But I got to the point where I needed help in and out of the bathtub. I had difficulty getting in and out of the car. And still, I rationalized, hey, you know, I'm still doing good because my mobility is down, but I'm doing great. Because my numbers are, I always based it on the numbers, which is ironic because the numbers kind of is what led me to Virta in the first place. But it was always that until I got tired of going to bed every night, kind of to take stock of my day, because I was always afraid in the back of my mind that that was the last day of my life, that I would die in my sleep because I would stop breathing or have a heart. And it's horrible, but that's the existence that I let myself fall into. And then my work had been blowing us up with Virta advertisements through email, and I had always thought it was, the what it's touted as is type 2 reversal. And at that point, I didn't think it applied to me. And it really, I saw it, but it hadn't hit me. But I saw that, hey, we're offering it to anybody with a BMI over a certain range. And so I figured, I've got my grandkids to worry about. I want to see them grow up, and I want to see them. I want to see them go to school, go to college, get married, all those things you dream about for your family. And, I want to see that. I want to be there for that. I don't want to surrender, and I don't want to just give up. And so I figured, what the heck? I've tried the injections. I've tried crazy diets with shakes, and I figured I might as well give it the shot. And good thing I did too, because that's the first time in my life that I had come back as pre-diabetic for the first time in my life. And that was really the impetus or the eye opener that said, hey, I've got to do something about this, because no longer can I say I'm bigger, but I'm happy and I'm healthy, because I'm not of
Yeah, those
diabetes.
numbers, those
Yeah.
numbers showed you otherwise.
Getting heavy, getting fat was a gradual process, so it sneaks up on you. And I suppose diabetes is the same thing. But for me, that was the steep downhill slope that I got to do something now, or it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it really does sneak up on us. It's decades in the making, and it doesn't just happen right away. There are certainly some exceptions. Type 1 diabetes is a different story, but for the most part, it does happen very slowly and kind of ominously, and it takes certain moments in time that trigger, oh my gosh, I need to make a change. So what you're saying is just very, I think, relatable to a lot of people, a lot of our listeners. Before we move on, you mentioned a lot of different medications. In particular, you mentioned Saxenda, which is a GLP-1 medication, something that's very popular these days, along with Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Those are some other examples. So you had an experience taking this medication, and it sounds like it did not work well for you.
Well, I think a couple of reasons. I mean, the injections never really bothered me. I think I lost 30, 40 pounds, and then I would do increasing dosages, increasing injections, and it leveled off, and I never lost much weight. And then the other thing for me was that I had different motivations for eating. It wasn't always my appetite. I'm a very emotional eater. So not addressing that to Saxenda can only take you so far.
Yeah, that's a great point. It can affect, or it can target the physiological changes that help prevent that feeling of continued hunger, right? Make you feel more full. But to your point, it doesn't address the other reasons that we might eat, the emotional eating. I do love that you mentioned some of the limitations that you had with that, because I don't think that's a conversation we're having often enough. That these medications, these GLP-1s, can be very effective for some people, but also it requires taking them for the rest of their lives in order to maintain the success with that medication. And we're not addressing some of the other reasons that we eat, to your point, the emotional eating, stress eating, things like that. There were other things that worked better, and that's where I want to really dive in today. So tell us about where you are now and kind of what's been different about this journey that has helped you find success.
I think with Virta, I think there's a couple of key differences. One of them is that I really appreciated the support. I was thinking back, I was successful with things like Atkins, but I was doing those by myself. And it's a different approach to food also, so I don't think it would have worked for me long term anyway. But I think the difference for me was the support, the presence of the coaches, and then having the community there, other people going through the same struggles. I know when I first started, when I first started Virta, I was in the communities daily, going through posts and things like that to see what other people were going through. We were looking up recipes, and then through my own journey, I was blessed enough to have other people around me that wanted to hear about Virta and kind of join in that same struggle. Or that, not even that struggle, in that process. And so now I have a community around me of people that I work with, people that I live with, that are doing Virta or something similar. So I think the support is what made the biggest difference for me.
It's a huge challenge for a lot of our members who feel like they don't have that support system. And hopefully they feel that they've got that support from their coach team and their medical provider, here at Virta. But it is definitely you're more likely to be successful if you've got people in your life that are rooting for you. So I'm curious how you helped, get others, on board.
I mean, it happened kind of incidentally because I was doing my thing, and I had the support of my family. My family is incredibly supportive, and I had the Virta community. But by and large, I didn't have anybody in the outside world, in the real world, beyond my family, that was aware of what I was doing. But you start feeling better, you start being more active, and of course, the weight is just an obvious. People start to see the weight come off, and they start asking questions, and so. I would say right around 100 pounds, people started asking, "Hey, how'd you do this?" And I found myself talking about Virta and how it worked for me and what was different about it. What was, and so, one person after another after another. So now I've got a community of 4 or 5 people that are at some various points of Virta with me, and so it's a good feeling having them along, because I think with some of us. With me in particular, just speaking of me in general, being overweight, having difficulties with food, having difficulties with eating is embarrassing. We don't want to reach out for that community. But once you realize it's there and there's people there to support you, it makes all the difference. For me anyway, it made all the difference in the world that I can share this with somebody and they understand because they've been there.
Yeah. And I think that's another reason that this podcast can be so powerful for Virta members as well as other listeners is to hear from people like you, to hear your story, to know, oh wow, he went through so much and now I feel like I'm not alone in this. So reclaiming your metabolic health is definitely not easy, but I think you would agree that it is worth having. So tell me about the challenges that you've had to overcome over the past 2 years.
Well, first it was getting started. First it was just the discipline of, I've got to do this. I hadn't addressed the stress eating and those sorts of things yet, but I knew I had to do something. So I went all out on the program and I said, okay, I've got to start measuring things. I've got to start, looking at my macros and measuring all my, grams and ounces, my ounces of protein, my grams of carbs, and just measure. So really, in the beginning, it was very regimented and very strict. And it's really just changing entirely the way you're thinking about food and eating. So that was the struggle for me. And then once you get into it, it starts going smoother. But then the struggles come up with birthdays, family gatherings. We, as a culture, I think are and it's probably universal, but a lot of our social gatherings revolve around food.
Yeah.
And so that for me was the next challenge. It was, I was so focused on getting that number, getting my ketones up, and everything else that it for a while I did. I stayed away from those kind of gatherings because I just wasn't ready to venture into a restaurant yet, or be that person that has to make a fuss about what I'm eating.
Are
So.
you still measuring, weighing your food? Yeah, counting carbs, maybe counting macros, measuring food. Are you still doing those types of behaviors today, 2 years later?
There are times that I do. I've gotten better at measuring portion sizes after 2 years, so I can kind of tell what 4 ounces look like, what 6 ounces look like. But the other thing too is that I do still watch my carbs because carbs are sneaky little creatures. They sneak in different ways. Something you don't think has carbs, you look at it and all of a sudden you already hit 7 carbs or something, and you're like, wait, where'd those come? But I'm better at it where I'm not necessarily being as regimented, which I think makes it sustainable for me.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that might scare a few newer members is this idea that they have to track absolutely everything forever. And that's just not true. Some people may find that continually tracking and weighing food is really helpful for them. Or perhaps they've kind of regained some weight, they've kind of gone back to some old habits, and then returning to that tracking just to kind of get back into those habits might be a temporary strategy. But I love how you really normalize the fact that the way that you get on track in the beginning and the way that you kind of view your success and your overall daily routine may look different and be a little bit more relaxed, be a little bit more fluid, and you have different ways of handling these challenges. So earlier in the episode, you'd kind of been ignoring some of the quality of life issues that you were kind of struggling with, kind of thinking this is just a process of getting older. My numbers look great, so it's all good. How has your quality of life changed over the past 2 years?
I'm able to do things that, like, even simple things like transferring in and out of my wheelchair, getting around at the office. I mean, the other day I did 7 miles just to see if I could in my wheelchair. And so, things like that that I wouldn't even consider. There was a time when I probably couldn't even gone 50 yards without getting winded. So now I think just being able to do things like that, being able to move around, get around, not having to ask for as much help, and not having the difficulty breathing or having the exertion where all I did was get in the car and I'm winded and I'm just, my heart's racing, and having, okay, now I got to catch my breath. Not having that sensation is amazing.
Yeah, I'm just so happy that you're able to reclaim some of those activities that you love. And again, you're able to reclaim that independence that is so important and oftentimes taken for granted until you don't have it. And so being able to have that again is just such a quality of life shift. So thank you for sharing that. So as we're looking to wrap up today's podcast, Frank, I want to hear from you what advice you might have for folks who are listening.
Well, for those just starting out, don't be afraid to measure. I think that's where I was successful at first. Just and realize that's not going to last forever. It's a tool and it's there, it's useful. Use it. And then I think for anybody that's been on Virta for a while, it's you have to redefine your relationship with food. And then, and I wouldn't recommend this in the beginning, but as you get further along in Virta, okay, I'm going to eat that today. I'm not going to have a cheat day, but I'm going to have this one little thing that's nice for me. And yeah, it's going to throw my numbers off, but I'll get right back on track. I think that's what's going to make it sustainable for me is kind of knowing how different foods affect me, what I can eat, and how to get back on track. I think it's made all the difference in the world.
Frank, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks so much for sharing your story and for giving us some great advice to leave with. So everyone here at Virta is rooting for you and, wishing you continued success in the years to come. So thank you so much again for joining us today.
Well, again, thank you. I mean, this will keep me honest. So it helps me as much as it
Yeah.
helps everybody else, I hope. So thanks.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, and even better, leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at vertahealth.com/join. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.